Hello.
Hello.
Bob, I just talked to Henry and thought I'd alert you. I think we will have to put that tube in off to the 20th.
Okay.
In that period of time.
Okay.
Now, don't get, when he talks to you tomorrow, I think he's quite flexible in that period. And of course, the economic thing, you know, that meeting can be put around it one way or another, either before we go or when we return, whatever the case might be.
Oh, that, you mean the productivity thing?
What the hell is productivity? I won't be for that.
Yeah.
I mean, unless they want to come to California. Now, what I meant is, if we have to go to Midway on the 20th and 30th, mm-hmm. that other meeting on the budget and all that.
Oh, yeah, I see. Right, sure.
We just have that supercharge.
Right. Well, that'd be fine. You could just stop in California.
Yes, I think it'll work out. They give dates on either end, in other words. Other thing, he said that I mentioned to him that he talked to somebody who said that we were considering doing an office.
Right.
No. I don't know. Did he talk to somebody?
I don't know. That's the first I've heard anybody mention that.
So I wouldn't want to waste my energy.
Absolutely not.
There's
no thought of that at all.
Other possibilities. That we might consider if we think that Friday is a good Friday. We think that is not a good Friday. We could be a Tuesday first.
Yeah, we'll have the domestic stuff at noon. Henry doesn't have his ready, which may be why he's fucking around about something, because he said he's got word on the plane coming back tonight that he wasn't going to have his ready at noon tomorrow.
Well, I want this prepared about the same way.
Right.
I don't want it domestic before.
Right.
Yeah, this one.
But Pat gets the input from both of them.
But I really want to do the major questions. Oh, well.
No, they won't do two books. Pat will put it into one.
Yeah. Well, what I meant is that I want them to get it thought through. Maybe that's why Henry was doing it. Tell him not to go to all the agony. He should have it ready. Tell him to take all day tomorrow.
Yep.
No, I was talking to they said that
well, it's not your fault. It's just a question.
If they're willing to, let them do it.
Connie doesn't really know, you see, what the... She's naturally, she's a little gun turned. She's very good to do anything. But I'm never going to have anybody waste their time doing things to the press alone. We want to, you know, make the television. As far as we were concerned, we had our television story. And the crowd, I would not want to have gone on yakking around.
Right.
That would have been a great mistake. We got to... They wouldn't run that. I'll say they must have been.
Yeah. Well, great.
Those pictures. Well, Mobile, huge. Both places.
So solidly
pro American.
Pro, that's right.
Wearing the damn flags. Cheering and so forth. It will not go unnoticed, of course. Deception. Armistice, they didn't follow.
Yeah.
Everybody noticed.
Yeah.
Notice how some cloak he stuck in.
Oh, he sure did.
That's fine. Got
that red blunt riding his car with him. He knew where it went. I noticed he got some booze, too.
Yeah. Probably here, probably. Also, you ran
no,
a dirty...
No, it was out in the crowd.
You ran a dirty campaign.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah.
Like
well, he doesn't look so hot either.
You don't think so?
No, I thought he has a strange look.
I guess he always has, but he's fanatical looking.
Yeah, but he also kind of, I don't know, he has sort of a beat poker or something. He doesn't seem to have the pizzazz that he used to have.
I only wish we could go without Kavanaugh and without,
well, we can't.
I mean, without, well, yeah, Jeff must have run it for office, but without Congressman, Senator, the Governor, and all that sort of thing, we do pretty well. But what I mean is that you can just go in and do, find some damn defense, you know, dedication and so forth, and keep it locked away. It's really so much more. Campaign for some guy.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Even to divide people with that guy and drive them. You've got to stand up. You've got to hold up your hand.
It's like this. You could do it all your way, and it just worked beautifully. You had the opportunity to stop, get into the crowd, let the crowd come up to you. Without the hall someone else along.
The press would find it very hard to spike up this too, because he demonstrated it. practically no. The Negroes were extremely friendly.
Boy, weren't they?
And the whites were extremely friendly. There were very few freedom choice signs. I had one or two.
Hardly any? Yeah.
And, one or two. And every place you went, they were yelling and hollering.
Great enthusiasm, and it was Nixon's enthusiasm. Yay, Nixon. A lot of real positive reaction.
Yeah. What about
Yeah. Very safe. Oh, Ellen Thomas was, you know, her usual bubbling self. Even Henry Hubbard was enthusiastic. But they were all very impressed. Of course, they're all, as they do on everything else, they're all trying to figure the political significance.
Well, in all of my remarks, I was also very, very careful not to play their prejudices.
Yep.
I talked about the races together, and we stopped. And you know what I mean? There was no damn that they...
I didn't hear your thing in the briefing. I understand it was just sufficiently good. George Romney was,
well,
ecstatic.
He doesn't know any better. I just gave a very big dose, frankly, of foreign policy.
Yeah.
Because I knew that the other subjects, I mean, I had about... Did you know the next damn briefing folder they gave me, there were 40 pages of stuff? So, Jesus Christ.
That's the stuff they're covering with them.
Well, they don't want to hear from you. They don't give a goddamn about revenue sharing, environment, health, and manpower training for me. They don't give a damn.
They got all that.
They got most of it. They want to hear about the world, about the spirit for the country, and all that stuff. But also, you know, in the public opinion, that has a hell of an effect in Alabama, shouldn't it?
I sure do. I think Scott take a sweep of the state like that today. Can't help but have it.
Well, and also in the region, I'm sure he's got the power of shooting at him, but it was good.
Well, as you know, John wanted to use communism, but he was in Europe.
Oh, no. I don't mean that our power, but I meant the power in terms of
the
editors and so forth and so on. I mean, editors and so forth. I
have to leave that to
and also it may be that some of them have to go on and come to the reception to the soul.
Well, that's possible, but I think that's what they say. Now they did, if you had a lot of Florida, and I mean a lot of Alabama in the receiving line, they did add some local press to the receiving line.
So,
that weren't the ones that were in the briefing, they were the local press that was covering during the day.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was that thing that has the local president.
You know, one thing we said weekend was one of the best pictures of the year.
Julie and David?
My God.
There's several of them.
Oh, I know, they're different ones, and I've seen three or four of them. That will be a prize bound to be in.
Wonderful pictures.
And great pictures of them and so forth. So just fine. The little girl got her picture in the Miami paper, which is good. She saw that. But this is the one that's much better from our standpoint.
Yeah.
Well, we see Miss United States all the time.
That picture got around too. But the Julie and David picture is, I think you're seeing.
Well, it was carried the New York News and the Washington Post and the New York Times too.
They just
cannot resist that kind of a picture. And the number of people that love dogs, the number of people that love fishing, the number of people that love two rather normal kids. It really, I don't think, can beat it, Bob. What do you think?
That's right. No, you can't. Just one of those things. Get a rare shot like that once in a while.
Well, give some thought to whether you think Tuesday might be better than Friday. I just don't know.
Okay.
Do you have any feelings about it now?
Not offhand, no. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't think it really makes much difference. And it seems to me maybe sooner's better than later.
You have to hold it.
Well, get it over with, and then good time to do it. A lot of writing.
Well, there'll be quite a bit of news out of what I said at that. They'll make a lot of news out of what I said to the media people, because they, Herbert, as he puts it all on the record, we'll work on this. Nevertheless, there'll be quite a bit of news in there. That's all right. Kind of foreign policy we might have talked about. Correct. If they play it right, of the TV audience, the hell with the papers, the hell with the news and all the rest. I covered them all. They got enough Tuesday today, just Tuesday, to take out today. Well, that was a news story. But seeing that, we've got to think of when we have the better TV audience, Friday or Tuesday.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just have to go on a judgment guess? I just don't know.
The question that they asked.
Normal ratings is wouldn't be much different, but because of Memorial Day weekend, I suppose there's a possibility. I don't know whether Friday gets a lower rating or a higher rating.
Yeah.
And nobody will be able to tell you. Except by guess. Let me do a little check.
That's a bit of a feel.
Yeah.